It is sunny and 46 degrees in Nashville. We expect increasing clouds today with a high around 70 or so. Good morning, I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. President Donald Trump is now pressuring Tennessee Republicans to redraw the state's congressional maps to eliminate its remaining Democratic seat in the U.S. House. WPLN's Mariana Bacchial reports some Republicans are hesitant.
As of this week, Memphis and its majority black voting bloc is no longer protected from gerrymandering. But that Supreme Court decision may have come too late to impact the city's lone Democratic seat for the midterms. Republican Senate Speaker Randy McNally says the timeline might not work out since the ballot has already been set. And with the majority of state lawmakers up for re-election, most legislators want to spend time campaigning in their own districts. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee would have to call a special session to consider new maps. On social media, President Trump said Lee was on board, but the governor has not yet committed. Proposed maps would split the city of Memphis into different GOP strongholds, similar to how Nashville lost its Democratic seat in 2022. Mariana Bacchial, WPLN News.
There are small, local-only elections playing out right now in many Tennessee communities. Early voting wrapped up yesterday, and turnout was low. In Nashville, just over 22,000 people cast ballots, or less than 6% of Davidson County voters. With Election Day coming up on Tuesday, WPLN Cynthia Abram surveys what's at stake.
Later this year, during the midterms, we'll see the big races. Governor, congressional seats, state house. But right now, we've got local races. That's things like the school board, judges, court and county clerks. And while these are technically primary elections, none of the races have any Republican candidates. So whoever wins this Democratic primary will take office. Some candidates are unopposed, but the county clerk, school board District 6, and 20th Judicial District races look competitive, each with three candidates to choose from. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
Davidson County residents can find that sample ballot at Nashville.gov. On Election Day, voters must cast ballots at their designated polling place. The head of the Elephant Sanctuary in Hohenwald is set to retire this month. Jenna Seitlin has been the sanctuary's CEO since 2013. Before that, she started as a volunteer and was a board member. In her place, Chief Operating Officer Steve Schurter will step in. On Seitlin's watch, the sanctuary expanded its protected habitats and launched virtual learning for classrooms. Located on 3,000 acres west of Columbia, the sanctuary is home to 12 elephants. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.